You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Back to the business of medicine for a bit. The holy grail in healthcare is finding a way to cut costs and improve outcomes. Researchers at Parkland Hospital in Dallas say they've uncovered a way to do both and let patients who would typically have to spend more than a month in the hospital go home and care for themselves. From Dallas, Lauren Silverman reports the program could save hospitals money and give patients some independence.
Warren J. Smith III didn't want to lose his leg, but an infection just kept coming back. It all started with a motorcycle accident. Since then, he'd had dozens of operations and spent countless days in a hospital bed, isolated in sterile rooms.
I mean, it's like the kid in the plastic bubble. Remember that movie? I'm showing my age now.
At 49, out of his job in sales, Smith ended up at Parkland Hospital for another round of antibiotics. For uninsured folks like Smith, a full course of antibiotics often means being stuck in the hospital for weeks, sometimes a month, or a stay in assisted living. An experimental program at Parkland tried a third option. It sent patients like Smith home with the tools to treat themselves.
Those are my gloves. This is the little saline.
Every night for a month, Smith would connect the IV bag to a small tube coming out of a vein in his arm, right below his bicep. To get the medicine to drip in, he rigged together an IV pole.
I would have, like, a hanger.
Smith would hang the metal hanger with the IV bag on a lamp or picture frame above his desk. He didn't have to be in the hospital, and he felt free.
So having the IVs and administering at home gave me that self-confidence of that I'm still somewhat in control.
He did all this without any problems, and other uninsured Parkland Hospital patients were doing it as well, nearly 1,000 of them. Dr. Kavita Bhavan ran the Parkland study. She says they were wildly successful.
And not only do they do it well, but they've done it better in our study when we looked at the controls who went home with some home health services.
Bhavan says there was a safety net, weekly checkups, and a 24-hour hotline. Still, the results of the four-year study challenge traditional ideas about what patients are capable of.
Most physicians will tell you we didn't think that could be done.
Some educated, insured patients have been safely using IVs at home for years. But this group of patients was different. Many were far below the poverty line. Some were even homeless. To teach patients, a group of nurses, doctors, and social care workers did bedside training. In 2015, the hospital saved more than $7 million and made 6,000 hospital bed days available. Those savings caught Dr. Keith Kay's attention. He's corporate director of infection prevention at the Detroit Medical Center.
I think if you're looking at big urban populations, Detroit, New York, Chicago, L.A., I would imagine that there could be similar programs that will sprout up in the near future.
Kay says the tricky part is careful patient selection and monitoring. Back in Dallas, Warren Smith III successfully completed his treatment, but an infection came back and surgeons had to amputate his left leg. Still, he says he learned about his own body.
So I think for me and what I try to tell other people, you know, you have to be willing to try.
This is just one program, so nobody knows yet if the results can be duplicated elsewhere. But the key, Smith and Dr. Bhavan agree, is for doctors and healthcare workers to collaborate with patients. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.